This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, happy race day at 8:06 along the Gulf Coast. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing. And they're out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, and we race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments from all over the country. And we raise a lot of money, very cool cause. Check them out, and on Facebook, like the page at USFD Racing. What a huge show coming up. Robbie Bobby McClendonshire. Let me tell you, this guy does everything. He's with D&D Cycles in Pensacola. Also, he's the master, I guess you call him the ringmaster for the circus we're going to call the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. The buzz is beyond the Gulf Coast. You've got multiple states bringing cars in for a two-hour endurance race in about 2 weeks at Five Flag Speedway. And this is also now going to be part of the swap meet out front. So Robbie's got all the details standing by. Going to be some good stuff. And Joe McCardle back again with Sunny South Raceway. Big stuff now coming up. He's got news about their second annual swap meet and open practice coming up Saturday, February 14th, and the schedule is being finalized. Big news there as well. Well, you know, we head north after that to Georgia to meet dirt late model driver Kevin Fisher. Now, he's out of Ringgold, Georgia. He races with Thumbs Up for a Cure race team. This is an amazing organization. It's fighting childhood cancer through racing, very similar to what we do down here with Kane's Warrior Kids. So we'll talk a little bit about what they've been doing, and that's some pretty cool stuff there. And Jay Wells has started the buzz again beyond the Gulf Coast with the Bay Area Modifieds Tour. What an amazing opportunity for drivers to go out there with minimal income, minimal investment, to go out and have a huge racing series this year. And they've got their first organizational meeting coming up. So lots to cover thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service there at Government and Butler. If you've got a motor and you need some work, they've got room right now to help you out. So, Robbie, wow. Let me talk about what is the buzz on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all over. And just, we've got people from Georgia, from St. Louis. They want to bring cars down to the Sweat Hog Grand Prix. When you got a hold of Tim Bryant and thought about this, you had no idea it was going to become what it has, right?
Oh, man, yeah, absolutely. And I can't thank Tim Bryant and his whole staff enough for trying to give me the green light on this mayhem. But I think now that he's seeing more the interest building, that hopefully we can keep that momentum going. But yeah, big thanks to everybody at Five Flags for kind of sticking with my dream and making it a big Five Flags event.
Well, and what's cool about this, first race of the season is coming up Saturday, January 31st, all front-wheel drive cars, if you're not familiar with it. But not just that, not only are you going to be there for the two-hour endurance road race, $1,000 to win, which, yes, we talked about last week, and money goes all the way back. It's just not $1,000 to win, but it's $5 to get in. But you've also got the Super Moto guys, and that's going to be huge on the road course and on the actual oval.
Oh, man, yeah, the Super Moto guys, they're kind of crazy, too. You know, usually the car guys are, most of the time when we race our smart stuff, they just look at us and say, we're crazy and can't believe you guys doing that. And last time we raced Supermoto, we had a 3-bike pileup on the front straightaway. And
I remember that.
I'm not sure if the followers know how fast we're going, but the Supermoto, the pro class, we're a little over 100 miles an hour going down the straightaway. Man. So you can imagine it was carnage everywhere. But and then not to mention we're going to have mini bikes, big bikes, amateurs, even a vet class for the older fellas that want to get in there. So something for everyone, truly.
Well, and the thing is, let's go back. There's no limit on how many bikes that want to enter, and enter early. Obviously, you can get a hold of you on Facebook or at D&D Cycles, or it's not hard to find. Go to Five Flag Speedway. They have contact information there, but you have a 40-car limit, and I heard yesterday from Robert Barber, one of the drivers here locally that runs Stingers, there's a lot of bomber drivers. I know David Johnson's got a car. You got Gino. You've also got B.J. Latham. And now the thing is we're not sure if they've contacted you, but at 40 cars, that's it. And I know a ton of people that are building them. So you really have to call probably today or the next day. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We are last time I checked, yesterday, I was building a few motors, and my you can call her my secretary, but she's my mom and my best friend. she came back and said, we just took in 4 more entries, and that puts us right up at 35 right now.
Wow.
So I can't say this, and I'm not trying to, this isn't the promoter talking, but you guys really need to get your entries in, because we have been very, very adamant the whole time about saying there's a 40-car maximum. So even if you think you want to enter and you haven't found a car yet, there's still plenty of time, but get that entry in, and that way you're guaranteed a spot.
What's neat about this, Mother Nature kind of poo-pooed the idea of us having the swap meet a couple weeks ago, so we've now teamed it up with the Sweat Hog Grand Prix. What a great day of racing in general. Now, again, that's going to be in the morning. They'll start off. Obviously, the gates open early for the cars and the teams for there, but it's free to go over to the swap meet. And what's great about this swap meet at Five Flags Speedway, they don't just have oval track stuff. You'll see dirt car stuff. You'll see complete cars. You'll see chassis. I bet you there'll be a couple Stingers. You could probably buy a car there and go pull it into the track and race tomorrow. Or that next day. So, you know, it's really exciting to see what's happening with this. And tell us a little bit about the course.
Yeah, basically, for those that know Five Flags, we're going to be starting on the front straightaway. And then as you go through turn one, we're going to be going in the infield, kind of where the pace car would come out of the track.
There you go.
Then we're going to jump up on the drift course, utilize a little bit of that. Then we're going to be taking a fast left-hander all the way around the quarter-mile oval, also known as the pit road, I guess you can call it, the circle in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, the coolest turn on the track, I think, is going to be the trickiest. And it's a downhill, off-camber, right-hand corner where the fuel shed used to be. And, and yes, the fuel shed is 100% moved, so we're not going to have any bonfires and stinger roast-offs. But then we'll follow that road right back up on to turn, I guess in the middle of turn three and four, and pop back out on the exit of turn four, and it's going to be a drag race draft down the front straightaway and do it nonstop for 2 hours.
And that's the thing. Now, unless there's a major, major wreck, car upside down, somebody on fire, that kind of thing, there won't be any kind of cautions. And the cars, when they break down, they just break down and they sit there, essentially. So that's what's so cool about an endurance race. And another thing, rain or shine, right?
Correct, yes. We're hoping for a really good turnout, and obviously we really would like Mother Nature to cooperate. But at the same time, you know, I think we're going to go green on this one regardless of the weather. We'll have to talk with Mr. Bryant regarding that. Yeah. But we really wanted to do it last time, too, but we wanted to be fair for all the drivers and everybody. Being this is a first-time event.
Yeah.
You know, I know the rain just adds another level of skill. But at the same time, we don't want a bunch of people wrecking their cars out in the first corner, too. You know, we want to go the full distance and give the racers their full time, the spectators their full race, and then, you know, just make it a one-off awesome event that hopefully will continue to grow.
Well, and one thing I wanted to add to it, which we talked about off the air and we put on Facebook, is to have more fun. Like I said, this is a fun race. I'll be announcing the race. Maybe next year I have a car for it. But we're going to do driver intros like they do at Bristol. So if you are part of this and you're going to be a driver in the Grand Prix, all you've got to do is either Facebook me, find me at Full Throttle Racing with Kane or Full Throttle Racing, not hard to find, Twitter, or it's, you know, either just find us. That's the best way to do it. And I'm going to have phone numbers as well, right, Robbie? So I'll be able to call the drivers, but to come out and walk out to your theme song, we're going to make it a circus.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not sure if the people have seen, we have actually pushed the start time back to 12:30 just to give the swap meet guys time to close up.
Great.
So I would think we would go green with our introductions around noon, then go straight to the cars and go green at 12:30.
So there you go, and it's going to be a lot of fun. How much does it cost if we've got a car and, again, one of five spots that are available?
Well, from the beginning, it's been $100, and that all goes straight back into the purse. So it's, you know, that's what we're coming up with, $1,000 to win, too, as well. So, you know, for the amount of track time you're getting, it's pretty much a bargain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know a lot of people that are glad just to do it, just to say, hey, man, I'm looking forward to giggling in my helmet for $2
hours. That's it, man. It's going to be fun race.
We all know that when the adults go to go-kart track, the go-kart track hate us, but we're laughing the entire time we're racing. So that's what we're looking forward to, is cheap, fun racing to where we can have some new stories to share.
And one more thing before we go, make the cars look great. There's an award for that, too, right? Tell us about it.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't care. If you don't feel like it, whatever. But for those
fun
of us that do, yes, absolutely, man. Dress them up. We've got guys, I mean, for instance, one of my cars right now that a buddy of mine was supposed to help me with and build, he decided to bail on me and gave me a bunch of excuses. He's still going to race, But now he's the official factory Hello Kitty racer.
I love it. I know. I see that pink, white, and the cat on the hood. It's awesome.
Yep. So dress them up, sticker them up, decal them up. I don't care. You know, if you attach stuff to your car, make sure that it is secure. We don't want a bunch of stuff flying off on the straightaways or having any of that. But if you want to, you know, I know there's a couple guys putting stuffed animals with their cars, and there's a guy that's got a mannequin hanging out the back like he's trying to escape out of the trunk.
That's awesome.
yep. Just basically, and it's all going to be judged. We have a couple judges out there, so they're going to take home a $100 bill in their pocket for spending, you know, maybe another couple hours of design time making it look neat. So it's well worth it, and plus, I mean, heck, who doesn't want to see a bunch of crazy things going on?
I know, right? Robbie, how do we get a hold of you again? Obviously, at D&D Cycles, but if we want to get involved in the race.
Absolutely. Easiest way to find me is D&D Cycles, like David and David Cycles in Pensacola. My personal cell phone number, and I don't know if I'm going to regret this or not, but it's 850-637-5838. And I've got it on me pretty much at all times. Yeah. If I don't answer, I'm building a motor or building a bike, so... So just feel free to text me or call me, and I will call you back if I don't answer right away. But that's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
But Robbie, it's going to be fun. You're bringing the circus to Five Flags Speedway. We'll have you gone again next week, because I bet you by this time next week there won't be any entries left. So thank you for coming on board, and get back out to the shop, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, and I look forward to an amazing event, guys. Thank you so much.
There you go. Again, Robbie's bringing the circus to Tim Bryan's Five Flags Speedway, the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. By the way, the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience also returns to Five Flags Speedway Saturday, February 14th. If you want to drive, racewithrusty.com. Find out more information. Hold on. We head to the short track. Sunny South Raceway next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. A beautiful day along the Gulf Coast. Sunshine. And I know a lot of people are going to be out in their shops today. And there's already a few out there listening. So thank you, guys. Thanks to Robbie Bobby McClintonshire again, the ringmaster for what we're going to call the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. Again, five cars available left. A two-hour endurance race with a lot of people call it the Buzz Class or Stingers. It's going to be a lot of fun. Still to come, also, we're going to head north to Georgia. Actually, Ringgold, Georgia. We're going to meet with Dirt late model driver Kevin Fisher, and he races with a cause that's very dear to my heart. It's with Thumbs Up for a Cure Race Team, and these guys have drivers planted throughout the country that race for childhood cancer. Great story. We're going to talk to him. Jay Wells also standing by with the Bay Area Modified Tour, a brand new dirt series. They've got the best part about this whole thing is you don't have to spend $50,000, $30,000, $25,000 on a car. They got an engine claim rule that's very cheap, and it's going to bring back dirt route racing. You know what I'm saying? So Jay Wells has got all the details, and for the first time in 2015, glad to have him back on the show. Joe McCardle joins us with Sunny South Raceway, and you guys got the annual swap meet, you've got the open practice, and all sorts of building going on out there. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Kane. Good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, doing great. Again, I'm excited to have you guys back, be part of the show this year. And, you know, I have a special place for this track because I used to announce there, raced a go-kart there years ago, got the championship I've got from the Bombers there. And you guys are taking it to the next level again this year. You've got lots of things going on. I know the Southern Vintage Racing Association will be back there. They're really excited about that. Tell us what's on the docket for Sunny South Raceway.
Well, on the docket, first event this year, we have a Bandolero School, February the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is, by the way, we're going to have one of the biggest, in fact, it is the biggest Bandolero class the Sunny South has ever had. We got 8 cars starting this year.
Wow. Well, I remember that class. Sometimes you'd have 3, sometimes you have 5 or 6. The thing is, that class is exciting, and those are real drivers. That's where they really learn, I think, in that class, from the carts on up.
Rear driving, and it's a beautiful stepping stone for the go-karters.
Yeah.
I mean, they can come out the go-kart, the smaller class, step into a full roll cage qualified point harness, and more horsepower, total fiberglass body, and really do that thing. I mean, it's exciting. We're going to come back the next week, next Saturday, February the 14th, with our second annual swap meet. This year, we're going to take it one step further and give free spaces to all the vendors.
Wow.
All right, and we're opening this up to the hot rodders, the street rodders, the drag racers, the roundy rounds, the late models, everybody. Come on down, bring the parts that you don't need, and let's sell some stuff. Practice will be there. Track will be open. We will feed you the hot chili.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. And we'll give your girlfriend, wife, or the neighbor's friend a rose, because as it turns out, it's on Valentine's Day.
Look at that, you romantic fool, you. I love
it. You know what? People think it's easy scheduling races.
Yeah.
Man, there ain't nothing easy about scheduling a race. It's just like all the dates you take up.
Oh, yeah.
Taken up, and you hope, you know, that they'll come to your place instead of going somewhere else. But it is what it is.
Joe,
we're going to do it.
What is more romantic than taking your wife to a racetrack? Mine would love it.
Hey, man. A little bowl of chili, a little rose, watch some races, buy some parts. You can't get no better than that.
You better marry that woman.
my wife is sitting there telling me I'm crazy.
Mine too, and I know she's listening. Joe, this is going to be a fun year again this year. Tell the fans who are not familiar, I always tell people about Sunny South Raceway and they say, where's that? You still have that stigma that Grand Bay.
Right.
Now, and I tell everyone, you know, where the big track is, Mobile International, about 7 more miles, and it's on the right through Grand Bay. And this car racetrack is, what I tell people, is like your own private Bristol. It started off as J&J Speedway, which a lot of the people in this area know is a great dirt track. The owners dumped about over $1 million into it to make it this high-banked, short bull ring. Tell us about the specifics of the track.
Well, like you say, it's our own bull ring in our backyard. It's a quarter mile on the inside, 18-degree banks in the turns. We're talking 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. 6 degrees going down the back straightaway, 6 degrees coming up the front straightaway.
Yeah, I love it.
Pits, total paved pits. I mean, you know, these guys are Beasley, Vickers, and Fincher. They did not cut no corners when they built this track. I mean, we've got an executive suite down there where you can sit in a high back chair and watch the entire race.
Yeah, and that's great for sponsors. If you're a driver, you guys can rent that out for a very affordable. Boy, looks very impressive. It doesn't matter.
You know, we've had 20 people up in there, and we fed them, entertained them.
Yep.
You know, it's all there. It is all there.
Well, and again, can you tell us a little bit about the schedule this year? What are some of the big races, and when is it already out, or when will you release it?
We put the schedule out Wednesday night. It's on Facebook. We will start our first race March the 7th. We will run two races in March, and then we'll come back every other Saturday. Oh, big news. We will definitely go to Saturday nights this year.
Oh.
We kicked it around. We played with it. Our biggest drawback to running on Friday nights, which, don't get me wrong, I thoroughly enjoyed it because it gives you Saturday night, Sunday with the family.
Yeah.
Well, now you just take the family with you to the racetrack.
Yep.
Hello.
That's right.
But, you know, we could. It was hard for me and everybody else.
Yeah, when
your shop closes at 5 and you're supposed to be at the track at 5.
Yeah.
You know, something has got to give. So we're going Saturday nights. The two races in March, the 7th and the 21st, we'll go back to every other Saturday night. August, we got three races. Big news, Memorial Day. We'll run it again.
Good.
But Memorial Day being the 25th of May on a Monday, we will run our race Saturday and Sunday.
Ooh, that's awesome. I love that. That is
now
great.
You know, now you don't have to take Friday off. Come into town. If we get enough response, we're going to open up the track Friday night for a little hot laps, play a little games. But we will come back Saturday and Sunday, and you got Monday off.
What about classes of cars? I know we've had some of the big guys from the other tracks come and invade your bull ring. Is that going to happen again this year?
October the 3rd and 4th, Friday night, Saturday night, is the third annual Dixie Clash.
Oh, yeah. Big race.
Super stocks, trucks, bombers, whatever I can get, I'm going to start spreading the word. We'll run the two-day show again. You know, last year we had the big trucks.
Yeah.
And the super stocks.
Yep.
And I talked to a lot of people after the race. They didn't know nothing about it. Well, guess what? starting next week, they'll know about it, because we're going to talk about it every week.
There you go. There you go. Get them out and spread the word to the other tracks.
Right.
That's what you got to do nowadays.
Right. And we waited till after the big tracks close their season.
Yep.
Just for the record, we're bumping heads with Mobile one night, and that's on Saturday night, Memorial Day weekend.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's strong. And like you said, these drivers and especially the fans have no idea about what goes around the backside. There's no off-season racing for a track owner or anyone that works at a track because you guys are instantly working on that schedule and trying to figure out where to go next year.
Right. Now, you know, you sit here and say, well, the Mobile crowd is not Sunny South crowd. Not really, but then again, it is.
Yeah, it's a racing crowd.
It's a racing crowd, and let's face it. You know, even if you don't own a late model, some of us spotted.
Yep.
Some of us was on the other teams.
Yep.
So you do what you can to keep your people at home, keep them satisfied, and that's what we've done. We'll run the two-day show Memorial Day, two-day show in October. I got a couple deals in the making. Mm-hmm. One of them looks promising. Don't want to say nothing yet, but I might be doing something that's never been done at Saint South.
Awesome.
In its history.
We're going to race in reverse?
No, I'm talking about a type of class of cars that are fast.
Ooh.
But that's all I'm going to say right now. But our classes, we'll run the full Legends, the full Bandoleros, the Mini Stock, the Pro Challenge. And right now we have two classes of go-karts.
Yep.
We're working on the third. The track will open at 5 o'clock. We will run 2 hours of practice.
Great.
And come 7 o'clock, we're going to qualify, and then we're going to race at 8.
And don't forget, beginner card class is also the Mighty Mites. That starts at 8.
The Mighty Mites are back.
That's right. And that's a great class, and it's entertaining to watch. I ain't going to lie to you. When those guys are looking and waving when they're going by and everything, I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
there's some strong little guys out there. I'm not lying.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you coming on board again, and a lot's to cover, so we're really excited about it again. So the gauntlet, again, has been thrown out there. So if you want to race and you have a class of cars, Bombers, you heard them, we can go back. Sportsmen, what about it? Let's go. All you got to do is get a hold of Joe. Find me on Facebook also, because I've got connections to all these tracks, and not hard to be able to spread the word there and say, hey, yeah, we got 8-10 cars. You can bring at least 10 cars. You can have a show. Simple as that.
There you go.
Well, Joe, we appreciate it, and you heading out to the shop?
Got work to do. We're painting all our cars this year. New paint, new decal. You know how that goes. Two of them to get new engines, but we'll make it.
There you go, Joe. We'll see you next weekend for sure.
All right, King. Take it easy.
Absolutely. Next, we're heading up north to Georgia. Going to meet a dirt late model driver who drives for childhood cancer. Good stuff here. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Again, that's United States Fire Department Racing. And these guys, I'm part with, I think, the fourth year now, and we race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments from all over the country, actually all over the world, as we help in Canada, too. Check them out on Facebook at usfdracing.org. Still to come, Jay Wells with the Bay Area Modified Tour, a brand new dirt model tour. Dirt open wheel modified, and this is going to be cool. They've got the first meeting coming up, and it's a very economical way to go racing along the Gulf Coast, so that's going to be some pretty cool stuff. And next we head up to Georgia. Like I've been telling you, you're going to meet a new driver, new to the show. His name is Kevin Fisher, and Kevin, you're calling in from Ringgold, Georgia, which is right on the Tennessee line, and you what, 31 degrees? Is that what you were telling me?
Yeah, a little cool up here this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's good for the motors, so it's a... Kevin, let me ask you a little bit about what you do. Obviously, the first time on the show, we're thrilled that you're coming in here. You own and operate Fisher Paint, Body, and Frame and Trailer Incorporated, but you also race with a special cause, which is dear to my heart as well as what we race for. So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you do it.
Yes, sir. I'm a second-generation driver. My father is John Jones. He ran super late models in the series for over 30 years.
Wow.
And I actually got my start in go-karts when I was 5 and just kind of moved up through the ranks and started driving late models on the tail end of the season. And, of course, so we also own a family business here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hooked up with Misty, part of the Thumbs Up, and it's just a phenomenal cause those guys are doing. And I'm more excited about doing that than I am for this coming season.
You know, so, it's funny you mention that because we do the same thing down here with the Childhood Cancer Car. And Misty Reese is, like I said, on Facebook. You can look her up or look up under Thumbs Up for a Cure race team, and you can find out all the information. But it's amazing. We've done it for about 2 years, and just this last year we did so many events, going to the hospitals and raising money for the kids with your cars, doing show cars. We've had tons of teams that want to be a part of that. And I can probably say from one car last year, we're probably on about 7 or 8 cars that are going to do the Childhood Cancer theme. And what's the most important thing about this, people were like, oh, well, Kane's doing that, we don't want to do that. Oh, absolutely, you want to do that. The more the merrier, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You know, that's what Misty and Russell have been trying to do, and our team has grown enormous.
Yeah.
It's really involved overnight, and it's really great. You know, we, for instance, with different fighters throughout the general area in the United States, with different drivers being placed throughout the country, you know, that way you have a particular driver that can really interact a little more with a certain child than others can just right. because of the distance. And it's just really phenomenal. I wasn't really up to date on the whole cancer deal until I had to do just sit down and do some homework, so yeah. to speak, and research. And that way I could get familiar with the kids, and when they were talking or, you know, explaining something,
yeah.
I understood them.
Yeah.
And it's just a phenomenal.
I'm sorry. No, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, and you know, I'm really excited about it. You know, we've got a big deal coming up the 22nd up in Charlotte. You know, that we our organization that Misty put together is going to be sponsoring a crate race, and then also, you know, it's going to give us a lot of time to meet a lot of fans and raise an eye to awareness of really what these guys are all about here at Thumbs Up for a Cure Racing Team.
And how long have you been with those guys?
I've been with them now for probably about 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And, yes, I missed a, you know, 2015 at 411 when I had a fighter come on board, Chloe. That was the first time I got to, you know, in with Misty. And now, you know, here we are today with it. And how far it's come, it's just a phenomenal deal. And, I'm blessed to be a part of such a wonderful organization. You know, as a driver, they asked me one day, you know, how does it feel, you know, to be able to interact and stuff with these kids, and how do you take it?
Yeah.
I said, well, it's an amazing feeling. I said, but most importantly, it's the impact that they have on our lives.
Absolutely. You know, we've met so many families that have fought for childhood cancer, and their warrior kids have either, you know, made it through the battle, or they've earned their angel wings, as we've said. And it's just amazing the strength of these families. You know, they really come together, and you get to know these families like they're your family. And what I've learned through childhood cancer, only one in about one medicine in over 20 years, 22 years, I believe it is, has been actually made for childhood cancer. So these kids that have childhood cancer taking adult dosages, and that's what hurts if they are fortunate enough to get through the cancer itself. Well, then they have learning disabilities, and they have, you know, like problems with their sexual organs and things like that, you know. And so they're not able to have normal lives after that. So anything that you can do, and Kevin, I applaud you and everybody with Thumbs Up for a Cure Racing Team, because that's the big thing you got to do is get people out there. And it's such a big cause for what my wife Michelle and I do. It's just humbling to see when you go out and do these things, how many other teams are starting to pop around, notice it, and like I said earlier, say, wow, well, how can we get involved? Are you seeing that? And granted, you haven't been to the track yet, or are you just near the end of last season, but are you seeing that in your area as well?
I am, you know, for instance, as far as any kind of awareness, you know, it was breast cancer was big.
Of course.
And then now it's, you know, getting more toward the children in our general area. And Misty and I are corresponding with some local racetracks here in my hometown to put together some meet and greets for the kids to be able to come out, and as well with their families throughout the year, and just really interact behind the scenes, so to speak, with letting the kids come down in the pit area and really get a hands-on experience of what, you know, we do on a Friday or Saturday night.
Well, and that creates special memories for those guys, too. So let me ask you one question real quick. Why dirt? Was it because of Dad running dirt?
Well, it was, and I've, you know, I've driven open-wheel stuff and asphalt for a local guy here that's runs a top-notch asphalt crew, and we went down to Smyrna and Lanier and had really good runs.
Awesome.
And just to be honest with you, I think it's more I don't know, it's just where my roots are, and just something I've always loved and had a passion for.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy driving, period, but I just kind of go back to my roots, so to speak.
Well, that's awesome. I think, like I said, for you to be a part of what you're doing, it's going to be major for these kids. And, again, we're honored to be a part of it as well, just helping you guys out in any way we can. And I think we're going to talk to her about getting a Gulf Coast car down here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I understand. She. That's what I explained in there. Again, you know, I do appreciate everything that you guys are coming on board to help us do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my understanding that you've been a part of it for quite some time now. And, you know, it's just like you said, it's just a great cause for these kids at the end of the day. And like I said, I'm just honored not only as a driver, but as an individual to be able to work with Misty and Russell and everything that she started from nothing and took it where it is today.
Yeah. And I tell you what, we'll definitely make sure we have you back on. When's the first race of the year for you guys up there? In what track?
Well, it's supposed to be January the 31st over at Boyd Speedway. Mm-hmm. One of our local team drivers, Chris Farr out of Kentucky, will be coming down, and he's not very familiar with the track. We've been going over a couple things, so I'm actually going to sit this one out and go over and help him both days, and then also be with Misty and the rest of our team that decided to show up and, you know, meet and greet with some kids and families. And try to get our guys going in the right direction to kick off this season.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate you doing what you do, like I said, and good luck with everything, and we'll have you back on sooner than later. So, again, thank you so much. Enjoy that warm sunshine up there in Middle Tennessee, Georgia area, Kevin.
I sure will, and I appreciate you guys for letting Thumbs Up be a part of your show today, and we look forward to being back.
Now, there you go. And, again, that's going to be a major thing that you guys can get involved with. And, again, you can find them on Facebook as well. So coming up next, well, in just another couple of minutes, we're going to go to Jay Wells from the Bay Area Modified Tour. But, you know, there's been other news, obviously, tonight. If you've got MAV TV and you're a dirt track fan like me and Kevin and everyone else, the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl is on 7, I think, or 7:30. It's on MAV TV. So check out your listings if you've got satellite. It'll be on there. You won't want to miss this bull ring in Oklahoma. Also, major news from the drag racing world, and we've got about a three-minute clip here I want to play that is a phone line clip that was John Force making a major announcement this week. We kind of put it on Facebook, but we wanted to share it with you again this morning. So again, about 3 minutes, and here's the news from him.
Hey, it was John Force. Well, thank you, Jim, and for everybody who joined us on the call, I want to welcome you. Today is a very special day, and I am proud to announce that Chevrolet and John Force Racing are partnering in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series, starting with the 2015 season. This multi-year agreement includes all three John Force Racing Chevrolet Camaro funny cars, as well as John Force Racing Top Fuel Dragster. You know, John is a champion and a legend both on and off the track, as a driver, and as a team owner. John's a racer's racer, he's a fierce competitor, and we are excited to welcome John and his team back to Chevrolet. He won his first race with Chevrolet. We're looking forward to working with John, Robert, Courtney, Brittany, Adria, and Ashley. And now, on behalf of everyone here at Chevrolet, I'd like to introduce our partner, John Force. John, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim, and everybody at General Motors, and especially Chevrolet. I want to say to you and your team, you made this possible. We worked with a lot of good friends to put this together. And as you know, we're in a tough economy. The up and downs on and off the racetrack that I faced in the last year has really been tough. I've got a lot of people, our agency chasing money, and ourselves, and it's a full-time job, and to have an opportunity to go back to my roots, it's personal to me. It means a lot. I got my first win in a Chevrolet, my first championship with NHRA. Six overall with General Motors, so I'm going back to my roots. My family's excited. My kids grew up there on the racetrack. I've got, you know, winner's circle pictures, and Robert's even rebuilt the early days, 10 or 12 of our Chevrolet cars. So it's a great time. I know there's a lot of questions. I want to thank the media, the fans, the internet's been a buzz. Where's John Force going? Everybody wants me in a Detroit car. And God bless you. My other partners were great to me, and I know that where my future goes, Auto Club of Southern Cal has stood by us with a five-year program. Traxxas with Robert Height, and Traxxas with Courtney, and naturally Mac Tools. Lucas Oil came on board. I was in a, boy, you can't race without oil. I was in big trouble. And then naturally Peak Antifreeze taking the lead, sponsoring the car that I'll be driving. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a manufacturer, you're in big trouble. And thanks to you and your team and GM, I'm going to be driving a Chevrolet. I'm excited about it. An SS Camaro. So I think that's enough out of me. I know there's a lot of questions.
There you go. So big news again. How about that? John Force heading back to Chevy. So we love the drag racing. We covered all from go-karts all the way up. And now we're going to head back to the Dirt Series, a brand new one along the Gulf Coast, which is pretty exciting and adding a big buzz in the racing area. Bay Area Modified Tour. Jay Wells is next. Hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and always brought to you a podcast at usfdracing.org. Kane Motorsports excited about 2015. It will start it off at Southern. It's going to be February 13th and 14th, a big two-day race there. Practice the weekend before, also that Thursday. It's the Winter Nationals, and we'll have the Southern Vintage Racing Association Kane Motorsports hot rod out there. And I got to thank the sponsors again. And we've added a few this year, which is awesome. Of course, all the Gulf Coast McDonald's being a big part of what we do with Kane Motorsports and the Warrior Kids. And again, I've also got to say special thanks to Miss Ida of Mobile International Speedway, Pat and Tim from Five Flag Speedway. They've been so supportive of our cause and what we do, and allow the families to come in and check it out, kind of like Kevin Fisher does up there in Georgia. Also thanks to BA Motorsports, who are a big part of what we're doing this year as well. Pull Apart, Fallsack Tires again, go see Chris at any of their locations. The Belrose Tattoo, right there in Daphne, does some amazing work. And ABC Designs in Robertsdale, Steve Williams and Greg Haney, if you've got a car that you want to get wrapped, if you got stickers, they've got a great machine that can do it all, and they do a good job. K1 Race Gear also back on board, and a great website, sharegodspower.com. The Metro Glass and Mobile, thank you to Wayne Kresik and his family for helping out again. An Alabama Team Challenge, USFD Racing, and my buddies Otto and Sue at Ratty Rods of the South. These guys, if you looked them up on Facebook, have got some cool shirts and stickers they're selling, and they're giving a portion of the proceeds to Kane's Warrior Kids. So it's great to be able to raise money through that. And boy, I tell you what, these racers got big hearts now. Another guy that's got a big heart and loves racing, well, here's Jay Wells. And Jay, we were just talking about all that you got going on. There is no such thing as an off season, especially as a promoter and everything you're doing. So welcome to the show in 2015, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Beth. Appreciate you having me on. I'm excited about the modified thing that's coming up. But it was supposed to be an off season and taking it easy. And
right.
But you know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, this is a big event. A brand new series. You're going to be running dirt. I have so many people talking about it. This is one of the biggest buzzes along the Gulf Coast. And my question to you off the air, and I want you to share again, is there's an engine claim rule that's really going to bring grassroots racing back, and this is the way to do it. Tell us about this engine claim rule and the fact that it doesn't cost much for you to build a motor for these classes.
Right, exactly. It's an IMCA-sanctioned series is what we're doing, and we're running their extreme modified class. And it part of the rules, which you can find at IMCA.com, is there is an engine claim rule. And there's a whole bunch of rules and regulations. You know, we're going to have a meeting the 25th, which is next Sunday, okay, at Vallarta there in Pensacola. All that information is on our Facebook page, but okay, we're going to get all this stuff nailed down. The engine claim rule, in a nutshell, you have to finish fourth or better in a feature to be eligible for someone to claim either your motor or your shocks. Oh. And to be eligible to claim, you have to meet all the criteria, which is 100% of the races and a lot of other things, but you have to finish fifth or worse on the lead lap. Mm-hmm. And it's $1,050 or $100 with a motor exchange.
Wow.
And the driver that is being claimed gets to make that call of which he wants. And with that said, now, you know, it's all kind of new again down here. Yeah. IMCA has been in the area before, but we're bringing it back. And the guys up north, they haven't claimed a motor in years.
Yeah, you know? Right.
I mean, they just don't do it. They, you know, it's kind of a gentleman's agreement amongst themselves. And
they haven't raced down here, have they? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is that the motor rules are actually pretty open. I mean, yeah. There's no cubic inch limit, anything like that. There is, you know, steel heads, flat tappets, that sort of thing, to keep the cost down.
Right.
But, and I've had several questions. What can I run? You can run anything you want, but you better be willing to give it up for a grand or $100 and an exchange. You know, it's bringing racing back to the point where you could, like in the old days, you can go to a race, blow your race car motor, pull the motor, the 350 out of your pickup truck,
yep.
put it in your modified, and have a chance to win and be competitive.
Yep.
You know, just trying to get these costs under control. I've seen so many guys on the sidelines because they've just been out-walleted, you know, and so we're taking all that out of it again.
Well, and that's huge, and it's going to bring that's going to be fun. You know, you go to the track, and hey, you're going to spend money anywhere you go in racing, but that looks like one of the most economic ways to go, to be honest, this year.
Yeah, it is, and, it, you know, again, now people say, well, Jay, you keep talking about affordable, but, you know, this could cost a lot of money.
It's racing.
Well, again, it's a top-tier modified class, so that's like saying, you know, that's an inexpensive diamond. I mean, this is, you know, there are other classes, and you know, the 3 to 5 year plan for this is to maybe bring some of those into the fold as well. But for right now, we started out with this class, and the reason being, there's 50 or 60 of these cars just sitting around not doing anything. And, you know, I've heard from a ton of guys that are pulling them out, putting them back together, and, you know, the reason being because of the claim rule, it keeps things affordable, relatively affordable, and the race procedures, IMCA even has a set of race procedures that make things more fair. But we invert at least 10 in every feature, maybe 12, depending on the number of cars. So, you know, the heat races are lined up, highest average points in the back, lowest average points in the front. So it'll give everybody a chance to win at least a heat race, maybe a feature, and it'll put on some good racing for the fans, because it's not the fastest guys up front just checking out when the green falls.
Yeah, it's going to be tight racing. I love it. How can we find you guys on Facebook and get more information?
Yeah, we're at facebook.com/Bay Area Modifieds, and that's all we've got right now. We've only launched this on Facebook, working on the website and that sort of stuff, but right now, that's all we've got, and word of mouth, which seems to be working pretty well. There's a lot of people showing some interest in this, and I'm really glad that it worked.
Well, with about 30 seconds left, you also have great job. You know, Mike Big Dog King does all the graphics, and if you want to get a hold of him, you guys have great deals. Tell us, he does great deals. How can you get a hold of him as well?
Yeah, he's another guy on Facebook, one of my friends on Facebook, so you can go to my personal page and find him through that, and I can't thank him enough. He does some great graphic works. He designed the logo for the series, and all the graphics you saw last year when I was at Southern, that was all him. And also did Cody's print for the late model. I mean, he's done a bunch, and I can't thank him enough.
Well, I thank you for coming on board and wrapping up the show, and we'll have you on as we get closer to that first event and go through the schedule in the next couple of weeks. So, Jay, enjoy and have a good rest of the day, my friend.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Good luck over there in February if I don't make it over there to see you.
I'll see you at the track. You know it.
You know it.
There you go. All right, everybody. That's going to do it for the show. Thank you for everybody coming on board. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Get out in the shops and work on those cars. And love you, Mom.